Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Story. New York Times finance reporter joins us now from Washington, D.C., where she's covering the debate in Washington over the nature of new regulations on the financial sector to prevent what happened a year ago. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to have a couple of conversations with you this morning about the nature of this debate. Let's begin with the issue of transparency and the Wall Street rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's. Their ratings were pretty poor going into the financial meltdown a year ago. What is the debate on how they should be changed? And the Securities Exchange Commission definitely has a preference here.
Right. There's actually very little debate on the fact that, you know, there was a problem here. When you talk to people on Wall Street, all they want to talk about is how the ratings agencies are to blame. And what the SEC is doing is the SEC is saying, we've got to end shopping for ratings agencies. So it used to be that banks could go, and it still is until this change takes place, that banks could go to ratings agencies and say, what's the rating going to be on this CDO I'm making or this other, you know, financial product I'm making? And if they liked that rating, they would hire the rating agency. If they didn't, they'd go to another one. And no one knew what those pre-estimates were. And so you can see that this gave the rating agencies incentives also for those previews to be good, because if not, they might go to the other agency. So what the SEC is saying is that banks who make these CDOs and other financial products will have to tell investors about all those previews they got. So it's going to really lift the veil on this shopping that banks did for ratings.
That's pretty conflict of interest, you know, basic conflict of interest stuff here if you're being paid by the company that rates you. What's the chance of Congress actually enacting these, or does it even require a congressional vote?
The SEC has oversight of the ratings agencies. In 2006, there was a law that passed that gave them the authority to make rules. So they're just passing these policies. Another thing the SEC did that is really kind of a slap in the face to the ratings agencies is they're going into a lot of their rules on ratings agencies, and they're taking the references to ratings agencies out because they feel that since they talk about ratings agencies so much in their rules, it may have encouraged investors to rely on the ratings agencies too much rather than doing their own research. So that's really them questioning whether these ratings agencies are all that good.
Well, trying to smooth out the Moody's swings, to use a really bad pun on what's going to happen to these rating agencies, Moody's and Standard & Poor's and others. Thanks so much, Louise Starry, New York Times finance reporter, talking about the regulatory debate down in Washington.